All right, welcome to health class, kids. Let's start it off with a little video. The miracle of childbirth.
Syphilis is on the rise yet again in Newfoundland, and an outdated sex education system might be to blame. Nikki Baldwin of Planned Parenthood says there are too many missing holes in the curriculum. And it's not only a lack of content. She says kids aren't being taught early enough, and what they are learning is the bare minimum.
We should be teaching younger kids about consent, boundaries, and inclusion, and then continue teaching that. It shouldn't be something that you hit grade 8 and suddenly you have to learn all about sex and consent and boundaries and inclusion, especially when you should have been doing most of those things for the past 13 years of your life.
Instead of providing the knowledge to take precautions, she says it's common for teachers to use scare tactics about STIs to stop kids from having sex. Baldwin says it almost never works.
Even the junior high and high school curriculum, there's definitely no mention of anything other than very heteronormative relationships and sex ed, and it's usually scare tactics instead of positive sexuality. It's usually don't have sex because you'll get chlamydia and die.
Say, when should a guy start going around with girls?
Oh, there's no real answer to that. Whenever you feel like it, I guess.
Grade 12 student of Mount Pearl Senior High, Jennifer White, says she thinks the curriculum needs a major update. She says the only time she's learned about sex in school was during her grade 9 health class. The content was taught for just a portion of the year and included one presentation demonstrating how to put a condom on a banana.
Basically, all I remember is like watching Degrassi 9% of the time, but we did a lot of this. I remember we just learned about basically like puberty and not a lot about sex.
The textbook still used in that grade 9 health class was published in 2007. The information inside is lacking some key points that Baldwin says is crucial students learn at a young age. White says because her sex ed instructor mainly teaches English and doesn't specialize in sexual health, class can sometimes be uncomfortable. Baldwin says it's common for teachers to assume the role of sex ed without any proper training.
As far as I know, it's a job that's given to the teacher that draws the short stick, unless some miraculous teacher actually wants to teach it. And they have certain curriculum goals, but they usually wait until about now and start calling us.
Yeah.
I don't think that teachers should even be made to teach sex ed, because it creates a weird, uncomfortable relationship between students and teachers. The boundaries get a little fuzzy.
White says she had to figure it out all on her own.
After grade 9, like, we don't do health. Like, that's not a thing anymore. So, like, I know some people just figure, like, I personally just figure it out on my own, because, like, either your parents don't talk to you about it and you don't learn about it anymore, then it is what it is. You just gotta hope for the best.
Baldwin says Planned Parenthood is more than willing to help better the sex ed curriculum in the province, but the school district has to be open. Kicker asked Education Minister Alan Hawkins for comment on the matter. However, he couldn't respond to us by deadline.
Boy, it's been a long time since we've had the little father-son chat.
Just a comfortable man with no shirt on talking to his son about nasty stuff.
I want you to be able to talk to me about it.
Okay, I mean, we're talking, right?
For Kicker News, I'm Ashley Shepard.